This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Florida Governor Rick Scott says no more. He's pushing a $500 million school safety plan. It may have some teeth in it. Some I'm not so sure. Some of what he's throwing in might not work. Some of it might. I'll go through it. Also, Jared Kushner, the son-in-law to President Donald Trump, will no longer have access to some of the nation's most sensitive material. He's had access to it for over a year, but he's waiting for that background investigation to be finalized. Smart move by the White House. There's no way there's a win in that, so why even go there? So smart to back down off of that. And there's a new poll out that says more Americans believe the Republican tax law will actually cut taxes. So there's a bright side. More fallout with what happened in Florida and other interesting tidbits, I think, in between. I like to say the buzz in your backyard and mine, what everybody is talking about. First, right at the top, we go to Izzy, who is in Missouri, and we'll see what Izzy has to say. Hey, Izzy, you have the floor right from the get-go.
Thank you. Number one, you know I can't resist. Paul was awful talkative tonight. What's he on?
Well, here he is. Let's talk to Izzy.
It's motivational speech.
It's been my motivational speech.
That's the ticket, is it? Okay, very good, Paul. Very good. He was really talkative tonight. That was laughing. As soon as I hear the music, love and marriage, I get all excited. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. He was talkative. I have a funny story to tell you, and I'll tell the listeners about this just quickly. One time I was trying to fix, of course, Izzy, one of my friends up with a guy that I worked with who they were both single.
Next segment, then.
Yeah. No. I'm just going to tell you this one thing. So they were both single, and I thought, oh, they're perfect for each other. They have a lot of things that are alike. And we went on this double date, and the next day the girl called me, and the friend called me and said, oh, my gosh, that was the best thing ever. And I thought, oh, yeah, you liked the guy? And she goes, no, your husband was hilarious because he was one of those talkative roles. This is the real Paul. Stand up. There you go.
That's cute.
Exactly.
And by the way, Paul, I've never gotten to tell you personally, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
There you said.
He knows I will. Okay, let's talk Broward County. I was listening to Dan, and I'm not sure if this is what he was talking about, but back, if we all think back, Trayvon Martin, and this was engineered by Obama and Holder. And I can't remember the exact title, but it was called the Promise Something. And I want to say the Promise Plan, but I don't think that's quite right. Anyway, what they did, and it started in Miami-Dade, they started not reporting criminal offenses because the crime was so high. So they showed a 60% decrease in juvenile offenses. And some were violent, felony offenses. They didn't report them. Made it look good, and they got more money. Well, Broward steps in and says, wait a minute, that's looking real good. They started it on a collaborative agreement. That's what it was called. And they don't report misdemeanors. In other words, these kids get a pass. All of them. Then they start getting passes on the felonies. While the crime was going on, in other words, the inmates were running the place. And that stinking little sheriff and the superintendent, Muncie, they are 1,000% responsible for this mess because they knew better.
You're totally right.
Sheriff Israel has done more to damage students than any other singular person by instructing his officers, as has the local PD, to not interfere with any crime reports. And it's Scott Peterson, the same cop that stood down, that would not cooperate with social services over the shooter. He refused to give him any information on the calls, and this could have been prevented. This should have been prevented had the Sheriff's Department done their job. And Israel should be fired, and he should be tried. Honest to God, I cannot believe the people could defend that man because of what has happened with these agreements, what's happening to the students. And if anything, it's not about how to keep kids safe. It's about how to keep the school grounds safe. Put in a comm center. Put in automatic locks on the doors. You don't belong there, you don't get in. If you're in, you're going to get locked in, and we're going to have an armed person take you out. It's real simple. I mean, they do it in a lot of places. They have a comm center. Look at the casinos, Eye in the Skies.
Yeah. I mean, talked about the Eye in the Skies, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not simple stuff. And one last thing, an AR-15 is not an assault weapon. My God, if you want to outlaw the bump stocks, fine. Go ahead and outlaw belt loops while you're at it, because they can act as a bump stock. I don't know where people get their information about weapons. Obviously, off of the Cheerios box. Because AR-15s are not assault weapons. They're not an AK-47. They're not an M-16. They're not an M-4. They're just another gun that carries a 223 round, and that round can be stronger or not, depending on how many grains of ammo you have, powder you have in there. People, get yourself educated. It's not the damn gun. It's the person. And this could have been, I am so furious, because I bitched about this in 2012. Went ballistic about this in 2012 about hiding the criminal conduct. And honest to God, here's
Broward
County.
You're right, I remember. Yeah, I remember you calling and talking about that, Izzy. I do. I remember that.
God, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, we've been talking on the show for a long time, and I remember that. I remember talking after the Trayvon Martin stuff, before that even. I remember all these conversations. You're absolutely right. So, yes, and thanks for the call. I'm glad Izzy brought that up about Broward County. We talked about Sheriff Israel, and for the record, I said the same thing, that he should be gone, that there's no question about it. He's under fire for a very good reason, and she's right. She had it right. The program was called the Promise Program, and it was this policy that was praised by the Obama administration, reporting the number of school suspensions, expulsions, arrests. And did that play a role in the fact that Nicholas Cruz remained under the radar until the shooting rampage, because he fell into that category? So the answer would be, well, yes, because he wasn't. That's part of the reason he wasn't on the radar. And Israel was asked about this, and just the other day he was asked about this, of course, because in light of the shooting. And he was on CNN with Jake Tapper, and he defended the Promise Program, Israel did, as one that was helping a lot of people, then admitted that if a report is not made about an aggressive student's behavior to law enforcement, there's no malfeasance if you don't know about something. So, this is what's given the school the ability under certain circumstances not to call the police, not to get the police involved on misdemeanor offenses and take care of it within the school, and then that became the problem there in that situation. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. Or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Books barely down the street with the brick wall way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway to pull this street to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Yeah.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You know how we traverse in a couple of different areas, and, of course, on our minds is what I keep saying, is what is happening with the schools. Izzy makes the point about lockdown, and I said that. Do you want your kids to be in lockdown? Should they be in lockdown? How do you handle that? What is it that ultimately would work? You know, if you had to check in, if there was just one entry point and you had to check in at that entry point, and then I said the eye in the sky before, but that goes to the arguments of the privacy and whatever else. I think at this point, if you told me, okay, your kid's going to be in school, and here are the things we want to do, we don't want to make it seem like it's some kind of a camp, a lockdown, but frankly, if you want 100%... or a 98% guarantee, because nothing's 100%, that there's going to be the safety measures, then you make the decision. So what's the decision? It would have to go under the school board votes anyway and all that. So they wouldn't just overnight turn schools over. There are things they could do with the armed guards and all of that. And I said that. You got, if they say, oh, we don't have it in the budget for all the schools, then you got to figure out a way to pay for it. And that, as a parent, that's what I think the parents would jump in there, or should jump in there, or they come up with whatever they need to come up with. But I certainly agree, and I've had a bunch of emails on this too about Israel, and we talked a lot about that. How did Nicholas Cruz remain under the radar? How did that happen? I mean, that's the question you got to answer, got to ask, got to answer it. What is the answer to that? So the answer is he wasn't on the radar in the first place. Because he was part of the Promise program and wasn't out there. So there was no way they knew that, right? And there's much more to this than meets the eye, but we already know that that's part of the problem, right? Okay, so let's move to what I like to call the numbers. It's all about the numbers. We can count. Numbers, shall we? How about this? Will this shock you that HUD spent $31,000 in 2017 on a new dining room set for Carson's headquarters? Yes, it's true. The Department of Housing and Urban Development spent that money to replace the dining room set in the office of Secretary Ben Carson. That's according to federal records. So it's on the heels of showing that a top HUD career employee was pressured to find funds beyond the legal $5,000 limit to renovate Carson's office. The official, Helen Foster, alleges she was demoted from her job after pushing back on the request that the acting HUD secretary, Craig Clemenson, told her that Carson's wife was behind the request. So, the old table and chairs, by the way, were from 1967. So, the how much was spent on the redecorating, all that kind of stuff. The documents included a quote to replace the dining room set and place it on order and all of that. But they say the furniture has not yet been delivered to HUD. I don't know if it's going to ever really get delivered to HUD. So that's all I'm saying. Because once the story broke, it's so doubtful that that will happen. You know, you just have a feeling that it's not happening. I don't think so. How about this? 11 got sick after a suspicious letter arrived at the Joint Base Fort Myers Henderson Hall in Arlington, Virginia. The field tests for the letter came back negative for any harmful substance, but the FBI transported it to the lab in Quantico for further analysis. The 11 who got ill, three of them had to go to local hospitals. They're in stable condition, so obviously that's not good. They just say an envelope containing an unknown substance was received, so that tells you something, right? That the local hazmat team there and the FBI, seven Marines getting medical care as a result of it, so something happened. What was it? How did it get in there? What was it? It's a burning sensation on their hands and face. That's something. What is it? What got delivered there? It makes you think anthrax, but maybe not, because that would be a whole different reaction ultimately, right? How about this? West Virginia was in the middle of this teacher strike thing. A sixth grader persuaded the governor to give the West Virginia teachers a raise and end the strike. So they say there's still a lot of work to be done. How long will they stay in the classrooms? But on Tuesday, Governor Jim Justice announced teachers and other education-related employees would get a 5% raise in the first year as long as it was approved in a new bill. Justice changed his position on the raises after talking to a sixth grader, and he said that changed his mind. So how about that? That's what it takes sometimes, right? Smarter than a sixth grader. Gideon Titus Glover convinced the governor to invest in teachers, and that's what he's trying to do. There was a walkout that kept the state's 277,000 public school students out of class. And that's not good. But then they they had gotten a 1% pay increase over the last, or over the next 2 years, and so they changed that, or they're going to try to change that number because they want higher pay, of course, and better benefits, which is part of the whole thing. All right, let's jump to something else. You know, SeaWorld has had its heap of troubles lately, and in the last handful of years, the CEO of SeaWorld has stepped down. The company is definitely struggling with slumping sales, and attendance isn't as high as it used to be. So check out the numbers. SeaWorld said it lost about $200 million in the fiscal year 2017. Not as bad as the year before. They lost $215 million. Revenue was $1.26 billion, down from $1.34 billion the year before. Attendance is a key measure, of course it is, of the financial health, and it was down again in 2017. SeaWorld said that 20.8 million guests visited the parks last year, compared with 22 million the year before. The company says it's hoping to attract guests with 15 new rides and marketing strategies, but you know, they've really struggled with their image since when? The documentary Blackfish, when that came out in 2013, the film focused on an orca that had killed people, including a trainer, and suggested that, look, the conditions where it's confined contributed to the violent behavior. So there was so much of a light shown and thrown on that that they think that it's just been tough to really bounce back from it, that it's not, they just got a black eye. And they haven't been able to come back. They haven't been able to really make that up. Haven't done it. All right, here's something else when it comes to numbers. 5'9". A 5'9 MLB'er inspired a brand of coffee and a T-shirt line. You never know where it's going to come from. Jose Ramirez. He is, when you think of 5'9", he's got that quirky kind of zest for life. You see him when he hits. He's a Cleveland Indian. If you remember watching Ramirez in the last year or so, you would remember because he's like a human highlight. He plays second or third base or wherever else he's needed, shortstop, whatever. No problem. So now he's so popular that these T-shirts have sold and this coffee has sold as well. You know, it's all about the side gigs and the endorsements, right? You gotta get the endorsements. So, the Jose Coffee, $13.50 per pound from the Cleveland Coffee Company. His picture's on the package and it comes with his endorsement. Hang with us, I'll meet you on the other side.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Decided to talk to David Meeks, the author of Perspective, The Golden Rule. And there's six primary parts, really, in this book about what he's talking about. And talking about the first part, his parents and their teachings and the Great Depression. So interesting. So, David, first of all, thanks for coming on. And the question is, do you think that people who grew up in that era had a different appreciation for life?
Yes, I do. Following the Great Depression, many had to learn frugal habits but lived paycheck to paycheck. They didn't save. They threw out meal leftovers and half-worn clothes. And the Great Depression had come at the same time as the ringless 1930s. And there was no unemployment insurance, no workers' comp, no Medicare, no Medicaid. Neighbors of all colors, religions, and ethnic origins came together in our home area to help each other individually or in cooperative plans. In 1944, my home region of Saskatchewan, Canada, voted to install North America's first cooperative one-payer medical insurance plan, and soon all of Canada did the same. The Depression urgency is gone, but 74 years later, voters still approved that one-payer plan.
Wow. So there was sort of an independence, I guess, right, as a result of that?
Yes, that seemed to develop. I have seen articles in the past regarding people that grew up in the Depression who were honed by the problems of the times and the urgencies of just eating. So, yes, it does seem to have made a difference in many people.
In part two, you talk about religious influence on war, peace, and social conditions. Tell us about that, because that's a pretty broad topic.
Well, the way I look at it, when war threatens, we unite and patriotically we pray for our country and our armed services. Arms dealers' contracts are signed and military taxes are raised, and opponents of the unclear reasons for the war are called traitors. And when the usual horror stories about our evil enemies circulate, patriotism and religion can combine as one. The golden rule is suspended, and knowing that God is on our side soothes our consciences. So, but meanwhile, our enemies are doing exactly the same thing, and usually appealing to the same God. In essence, what is a God to do? I think rigid fundamentalist religions are fertile soil in which wars are nurtured.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, in along that same line, when we're talking about social conditions and religious influence, your dad was a lay minister. What was that like for you?
Well, it did make a difference because I think he brought a sense of morality. That was a primary input that I think I had from my parents. And it's not a coincidence that the Golden Rule is the subtitle of my book.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it there. You weaved it in nicely. So in talking about how you grew up, sort of more fortunate, sort of a pioneering environment, a one-room schoolhouse, though, in high school by correspondence, that must have been something. Tell us about what that was like.
Well, in the Great Depression, the parts of the 1930s, businesses collapsed, crops failed, school tax revenue shriveled. Elementary country school teachers' educational standards fell from college level to grade 11 plus a couple of months of normal school. And their salaries plummeted also from about $1,100 per year to as low as $400 per year. Country high school education rendered no money at all. So I took a Saskatchewan government correspondence course for grades 9, 10, and 11. And as each chapter was completed, it was mailed to the education department for a correction. And my final exams were taken at a town high school about 8 miles away from my home.
Wow. And then, you know, it's interesting if we fast forward and we talked about these different elements of your book that are so fascinating. One of the things that you talk about is World War II. Tell us something about your experience there.
A year and a half before Pearl Harbor, in July of 1940, I joined the Canadian Army Medical Corps going overseas to Great Britain, which at that time was the only part of Europe that was not yet under Nazi control or influence. I guess it's not a coincidence that the United States and Russia, not being in the war yet, that Churchill called that tense, lonely period the darkest hour. On August 19th, 1942, the biggest air battle of World War II took place over Dieppe, France, where in 8 hours, 106 British and Canadian planes were shot down, and over 3,600 Canadians were wounded, captured, or killed. And I was involved in removing the wounded and dying from the ships that were returning to England. In October of 1943, a transfer to air crew in the Canadian Air Force was allowed, and I returned to Canada for training.
Wow. You talk about the causes of war, and in the book, too, which I think is so important to get to, an elimination of war, having been in the war and what you're describing. What do you think people don't understand about war? I think this is so significant and powerful.
Well, one of the things I'm aware of is this. The military leaders prefer blindly patriotic military recruits who simply say, my country right or wrong. But a thoughtful, conscientious service member should have a worthy, understandable goal for which to fight and to die. Distrust of our nation and its goal in Vietnam exploded 50 years ago this year, in 1968, as the obvious United States government lies became clear. And so for the first time in history, rather than serve in a purely immoral war, many young Americans rioted or fled to other neutral countries, most notably Canada. The returning Vietnam veterans quickly have formed opposition groups, and I just think that the bottom line is that wars should not be fought for money, power, religion, oil, land, etc., but only for sensible, moral, golden rule reasons.
Yeah, that's a powerful statement. We're talking to David Meeks, and his book is Perspective. And David, in saying that, I know that, and I got that sense from reading your book, one of your greatest hopes is for the elimination of war, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure people
would.
That's okay. You go ahead. Tell us about what you think, why that would be so great if we eliminated war.
Well, the first thing is that everyone suffers from war, especially the military casualties and their families. the evil moral menace of the Nazis and the Japanese in World War II kind of justified lives lost and futures on hold and money spent. But the needless Vietnam War, Gulf War, and Iraq War were for strategic international influence, for power, oil, and wealth. They have brought us trillions of dollars of debt, robbed our society of the dollars that could have been used for medical care and for education and for societal needs of our citizens. Though taxes for defense are still needed, the excessive amount of money spent on military is what I complain about, because it certainly robs our children's future. Our deaths are horrendous, and the future taxpayers pay for it. So everyone suffers.
Boy, isn't that the truth. One of the things I find fascinating is that you talk about Martin Luther King and his assassination, about the transcription and the fact that it's sealed. Fill us in on your thoughts about that.
Well, it's kind of, I think I should tell a little general story so that you understand. Martin Luther King in 1967-68 was planning a Washington, D.C. protest march, and in his new book, at the same time, he was agonizing really passionately about blacks enlisting and dying in Vietnam at twice the rate of whites. And that was causing FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover's known hatred, MLK, to deepen a lot into fear. Because his fear was really at the eloquence of Martin Luther King on the administration and on the war itself. Across the street from the Lorraine Motel, where King was shot, was Jim's Grill, where a rental room was found to contain the fingerprints of James Earl Ray. Ray was imprisoned and begging for the trial he was never allowed to have. He died 31 years later. In a late-life religious conversion, though, a sick Lloyd Jowers, the owner of Jim's Grill, confessed that he had helped a mafia friend to hire a gunman to kill King. That, of course, did not explain that there were possibly higher-ups in this situation. In 1999, Mrs. Coretta King and her family sought to uncover the truth, and they sued Lloyd Jowers for $100 in a wrongful death civil suit. The federal government, knowing that the law suit would expose innocent people that were still living and would expose J. Edgar's corruption, restricted media coverage, allowing the press to enter the courtroom only at certain specific times. So the jury, in a three-hour decision, found that King was a victim not of a lone gunman, but of a vast conspiracy, the actual words that appeared in the newspaper as the actual words from the trial. Trial records were sealed and participants sworn to secrecy, both until 2027. My only clipping was from the LA Times dated December the 9th, 1999. I'm an avid newspaper reader, but to my knowledge, no editorials, no advance or follow-up news appeared. With such minimal public news coverage, it was missed by most, and it quickly faded from public memory.
Wow.
In an LA Times clipping dated June 10, 2000, the U.S. Department of Justice denied the trial allegations and recommended against further investigations. And just as a final comment, I had not believed the Jack Kennedy and Bob Kennedy assassination conspiracy theories, but when the three progressive leaders were assassinated in 5 years, and extreme repression of our press took place, and the King trial brought a vast conspiracy verdict, I began to wonder and to reconsider.
Wow. Powerful place to end this. Where can people pick up your book? Amazon.com, LitFirePublishing.com, and where else, David?
Those are the primary ones, and of course, I guess that maybe the local stores would have to order it, but those are the primary three that I'm aware of.
And I want to tell people to go to davidmeeks.com. A pleasure to speak with you always. David, thank you so much.
Meeks is spelled M-E-A-K-E-S.
Terrific. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Kate, so much.
So hands on the wheel, let the golden age begin.
One out
out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Very pleased to welcome this man to the show. I actually met him outside a hotel room. That's another story. Dr. Tim Payne, I'll plant that seed, founder and CEO of Homeward Bound. It offers specialized treatment for young adults during and after addiction treatment. Also the author of Not By Chance, How Parents Boost Their Teen Success in and After Treatment, and creator of Rally S, which he will explain. It's very, very cool. Tim Payne, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Kate. And thanks, should, Greg. Appreciate being on here.
And we should say, I don't want to mislead anyone, I met you at the forum, the Insiders Forum for Forbes, and it was really a treat to get a chance to hear more about you, and that's why I was so excited to bring this to the listeners, as is Greg, about some of the really interesting, incredible things that you're doing and that you're so passionate about. And it's something that is touched many, many people in my life and many, I think, other people's lives as well. When we think about 3 million Americans receiving treatment for drug and alcohol addiction alone each year and the money that's spent on mental and behavioral health treatment, and we could go on and on with the numbers, but I want to get to you. So you say, Dr. Tim, that brilliant therapy doesn't always last. What does that mean? Why is that?
You know, every single therapist out there, we get into the field, I think, to see change really last. And especially when you get into the more structured settings and the more expensive settings where intensive therapy is happening, you're really relying a lot on the milieu or the environment of that setting to create a space for change to happen. And everything's set up for the I'd say the challenge is to kind of look better in those settings and actually change start to happen. But that is very fluid change. It's not set up in the real world, let's say. And so that transition from a setting like that back to home or the real world is fraught with all kinds of challenges. And you can have the best therapist in the world doing that work, but if you can't transfer it into the real world and into the habits of their lives and into the social networks of where they live, then it's going to be very difficult for them to keep.
And what really interested me, Dr. Tim, about your book, the book is not by chance, is, as you say, we wrote the book on success in and after treatment. And so I'm looking at this as an outsider. I have a lot of addiction in my life, but it's never impacted me or my own child. But I certainly have had friends who have dealt with this with their own children. I didn't appreciate until I started reading about your book and reading the book itself how important that after treatment part is. So can you tell us what so often goes wrong after treatment, why, and how you can help?
You bet. You know, I use the metaphor of kind of the Grand Canyon here. I'll explain. So in a treatment setting, the reason you send somebody to treatment in the first place, that has to be pretty significant. Their life is destabilizing to the point that bad things could happen. And so you take pretty severe measures to try and change that. And so they go out of the home, they go into these restrictive environments. Some of the times it's in a very novel setting like wilderness. And I had a wilderness program and loved that. And here's the rule of thumb that I use. Almost the more novel the setting and structured the setting, which is like a wilderness program, the faster change starts to happen. However, the flip side of that is, the more novel the setting, the more tentative that change is. So if you go back to the real world and you're trying to make change in the real world, it's hard to get change to happen there because you've got all the things holding you back from change. And yet, if you can manage it in the real world, it tends to stick more because it's pre-existing in the place where it needs to be. So the big challenge for coming out of treatment is to go from this setting with this incredible structure, lots of staff giving you a lot of tension, a setting that maybe limits the temptations or the addictions or the challenges that you, maybe the conflicts you have in your life, and simplifies life down to kind of a point. And you get that therapy, you get that help, you start to see things clearly and all of that. And then it's like falling off the edge of the Grand Canyon down into this low structure, not the support you had before, maybe even a whole group of people that don't really know how to even talk to you about it now because there's maybe some shame associated with it or stigma attached to why you're in treatment. And so now you don't even have that in your favor. And so you've got so much against you, and that's why it's so critical that you have a solid, good transition process to kind of bridge the gap and almost make a ramp down, you know, from this highly structured setting down into the real world with a real plan. And that's what Homeward Bound does.
When you, I won't say tripped on this, but when you discovered this, and because I could hear the excitement in your voice, I can hear it now, but I got to see you in person and I really saw your eyes light up and talking about this. It has obviously been very successful, and I know you want to spread that message because there really is that drop-off that happens, and you know there's so much research behind that, Dr. Tim. What success stories do you point to that just make you say, I knew it, I knew this was it?
You know, this has been a passion for a lot of years, and it came out of a crisis that I had when I'd say our poster child of our wilderness treatment program relapsed after a month of being home. So the crisis led to being really, really creative and saying, what are the principles that really help people change in the real world? And one of those is my pet thing right now, and it connects to Rally-Est as well, but it is the concept of a home team. It's where you can have, you know, people actually be a part of your journey. And it's the last thing we want to do when we're suffering or struggling. We tend to isolate. And we have, I guess when we started Homeward Bound, we weren't thinking like real marketers. We were thinking like clinicians. How do we get change to happen? So we'd say, you know, instead of doing what's natural and what you want to do, I'm going to ask you to do something really hard and that is to start to reach out to your friends, your family, your clergy member, your coach, you know, whoever it is that you can say is in my inner circle, someone I trust, and share more of your burden with them and tell them about your journey. And so I would say story after story, one in particular comes to mind real quick, a single mother, her husband had passed away in a plane accident. I told her about the home team. Her son was coming back from treatment, and her eyes got really, really big, and she's like, really, you're going to ask me to do this? When I told all my friends that I just sent him to grandma and grandpa's house across the country for a few months, I said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back on that and tell him the truth now. And I didn't know how far she would take it, but she trusted me. And she invited, when I got to her house, I said, so how many people are you inviting over so we can talk? And she said, I invited 40 people.
Wow.
I'm like, really? Guess how many people showed up? 40 people.
Wow.
And I saw the principal, the band teacher, I saw the pastor, I saw extended family members, aunts and uncles. And one, sort of a group at a time, I saw him after all of this that we'd done, him sitting with one group was a teacher, a band teacher, the principal, a friend. And the band teacher said, you used to love band until you became really engrossed in this gaming issue, and that's why you went to treatment. He said, how about we get you back into band? How would you like to run the eighth grade band program? He says, and this young man's eyes just lit up, and all of a sudden he realized, you know, that's a passion I could get into and maybe replace this addiction I've got. And it was just incredible to see them surround him, and then for the next, you know, several weeks, really have the green light to talk to him about his challenges. And I would say there's a lot of things, but to me, my pet thing right now is definitely the home team concept and the power it has.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Thane. He's the founder and CEO of Homeward Bound at homewardbound.com and the author of the book Not by Chance, How Parents Boost Their Teen's Success in and After Treatment. You can find the book at notbychance.com. We're also going to talk about I'm going to let you explain it, Dr. Tim. You've created something called Rally Est for professionals, and we're going to keep you for another segment and talk about Rally Est in the second segment. But the thing that amazes me in what you just shared about this mom and her child and this idea of the home team is that as you were telling the story, I realized, how could you possibly recover when you're living a lie? I mean, if you don't, I can only imagine that if you don't get the people around you aligned for your success, and you can only do that by telling the truth, how can you succeed if you're living a lie and the people around you are not supporting you?
Oh, that's so true, Greg. That's it. Yes.
Boy, and we want to, as Greg said, we want to continue this conversation. Dr. Tim, can you do another segment with us? Because I know the people will want to hear more from you and hear more about Rally Est.
I would be honored.
Excellent. So Dr. Tim Thane, you can go to timthane.com. He's going to join us again on another edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime. Thank you very much.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.